This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. One of the defendants has been dismissed from a lawsuit filed against a closed boarding school in southeast Iowa. The lawsuit was filed 3 years ago by several former Midwest Academy students and their families. It accuses the school, owner Ben Train, and a Utah-based company called Midwest Twister of sexual abuse, fraud, false imprisonment, assault, and battery. The lawsuit says Midwest Twister is included because it is an alter ego for the boarding school. Midwest Twister has denied that allegation. It says the only connection it has to the school is that it owns the land where the school is located. Chief Judge Mary Ann Brown has sided with Midwest Twister and dismissed the company from the lawsuit. She says there was no proof presented to her that showed any connection other than the ownership of the land. In fact, Brown took both sides to task in her ruling for not presenting basic facts for her to consider and for not clearly presenting their cases despite having several years to prepare. The attorneys for the students could not be reached for comment. The attorney for Midwest Twister says he has yet to discuss the ruling with his client. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.